Blog Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, you're the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, on drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, from a tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this window, come and tell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Sitting around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not at, just complain. Started didn't fight, just shit to blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence see the beat, only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some others in the kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck and throw they wouldn't shoot they weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a soda. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a soda. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Nobody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the phone with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the states. Whoa, one go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, the American way. Plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, the American way. Plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together as we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms human bonds I bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna start and touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
And where we'll end up, I don't know.
catching up for it. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Give We'd like to welcome you to Black Power Radio for yet another episode in Washington, D.C. I'm your host, the Sheikh Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem. We're on the Potomac River tonight, rolling with us some Black Power Radio. My Marvin Gaye always said it best, that God is love. We are the cubs of the most honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul-Muhammad. He's a freedom fighter and a black revolutionary. We take from our mentor, and we are black revolutionaries of this hour. We are again in the leadership of the emeritus, the Attorney General, Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. We have again come in the leadership of the National Chairman, Hashim Akhenaten Nzinga. So it is Dr. Khaled Abdul-Muhammad, the Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, the National Chairman Hashim Akhenaten Nzinga, who has prophesied amongst our own and their own, but yet we have received them not. Oh, my. Someone should say boom chakalaka cracker, but I'll say it for you, boom chakalaka cracker. But today, they're coming in by the droves to the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. They are looking to find out, where can we recruit? Where can we get more information? Where can we get that freedom of the press? They talk about the new Black Panther Party newspaper. A basic non-Jews paper is all around America as we speak. We're hearing the talk. Oh, we got that non-Jews publishing. And we are here today to bring you raw black revolution by the book. Again, publishing. The Book of Khaled is the black activist Bible, the black activist El Quran, the black activist Torah, the book of a Haile Selassie, a caliber of a book of Buddha, a book of any sacred or a spiritual timeline of divine. We come in the fine timeline of divine to bring you Black Revolution by the book. If you are associated with the Imam Jamil Abdullah Alameen, better known to some as H. Rap Brown. If you are there with the concept of the great Stokely Carmichael, or you might want to say Dr. Kwame Ture, if you had come with these freedom fighters from Idi Amin to Shaka Zulu to Prince Lumumba, if you came with Chokwe Lumumba, or if you came with Asada Shakur, if you came with the Honorable Huey P. Newton, Bobby Seale, Fred Hampton, Dr. Khaled Abdul-Muhammad, if you came with anybody that was talking freedom, walking freedom, and doing freedom for black people, then you're in tune with us tonight, and we're happy to have you on board for yet another episode of Black Power Radio. And I hope everybody's fired up like I am. You damn right I'm fired up. Oh, my. We're going to pick it from the top and go straight to Dennis Knowles out in Battle Creek, Michigan, to fire up this vast and broad listening audience, our vast participating audience, and we're live on Black Power Radio. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power.
Much love, beloved. Much love, beloved Imam, Sheikh Imam Akbar Bilal. I want to say tonight that we're in a living crisis. My conversation, discussion tonight is on mass genocide, mass murder, mass killing of black people, even by the hands of black people. I was just down in Louisiana in a meeting where a young sister named Tamara Jackson was discussing all of her efforts to her organization to try to get financing from the government, who promised locally to secure people in witness protection programs to also secure people on the streets from crimes being committed on the streets, and little to nil, none. They told her no, leaving people open to have their houses shot up and murdered by black-on-black crime that is raging throughout the country. My statement there was that the guns that are coming in are put out by the government. You can never expect the government to secure you on an empty promise. That's why I know that the term now, voting, does not matter. Voting does not count. Voting will not ever secure or secure us as a people, as a race of people. We need the defense. We need to begin to protect ourselves. We need to approach without fear these young men and women who are going wayward right now in our own communities, going wayward in our own communities, committing heinous crimes that they definitely will regret, either by the bullet from the pig or by time in the pen. These are the things that have been set up instrumentally and, shall I say, strategically to murder off the masses of black people in America. I see no other race, no other group of people as powerful as we are, melanated people, that are being assailed or assaulted or put upon like we are. You can't trust your local government. You can't trust your so-called representative in your neighborhood. You can't trust the jackleg preacher who's selling the same canned goods. You can't trust the county government. You cannot trust the state government. You cannot trust the federal government. You can't trust any of the government. Everything that we have all seen, and we see this time and again, even to the note of going up to Tulsa, where the shaky, jakey preacher, the minister of the AMB church, secured cracker security when he had the new Black Panther Party for his security, is an abomination and a slap in the face. This is how sick we are. We're sick individuals. We better get a rein on the terror that's being put upon us right now, because they intend, I tell you, by August, it will be ramped up. And if we're not securing it now and stop our own knee-shaking, afraid to approach these young people who've been raised on these killer video games and things of that nature, then something is wrong with our nature. Something is wrong with us as a party. Something is wrong with us as the people, the good stewards, who do go out and feed the people, who go out and heal the wounds of the people. It has to be a heat that's turned up right now, because I see no other group. I see nobody in the land that's not trying to negotiate, that's out there not negotiating with the devil to do some feigned security. An abomination is when they tell you that they make a promise to you that we're going to do this, and you never see this ever come your way, then that means that you've been dealing with your open, permanent enemy. They will never be your friend. They will never be your benefactor. They don't benefit those of us who would stand up with arms against them. If anything, they would treat us just like Mamiya Abu-Jamal, who did not kill a cracker cop. They killed the cop in Philadelphia and then arrested him and bombed the houses, a massacre. The MOVE organization in 1985, they will bomb you and me. Now they got drones that will kill us. We have to become more strategic. It ain't about going out and even taking a march, not even going out and feeling real good about something I just did, because this shit is ongoing and it's rising in its temperature in the Fahrenheit tonight. I'm telling you, what I listened to going down in Louisiana is going on in New York. What's going on in New York is going on. I heard Sister Janae, Queen Mother Janae, last night talk about the shootings in Washington, D.C. We must appropriate those weapons from dangerous kids out here right now, and we got to do it as men and women. There ain't no more praying, let me pray for you. Let me take it from you, and then I need to shake your ass and wake your ass up. We got to get the guts, y'all. We're going to have to step up right now. Don't let fear be the enemy. Fear is a hell of a tool that this devil has put upon the minds of the masses to not allow us to remedy our own issues. And we got to remedy our own issues. No cracker will ever, ever do for us what we need to do for ourselves. No cracker, no sellout nigger will do for us what we need to do for ourselves. If anything, we need to get that ass and get them out the way. We need to take care of business right away. If you see the problem, tear the goddamn Band-Aid off of it and let it die. You need to do that right now. This is what we have to do. Nobody can save us but the New Black Panther Party. And we got to get real. We got to get real. We got to get real. This is a deep spiritual moment. If we don't do what we need to do right now, surely we will die in the midst of this bullshit. This country's falling apart. Them crackers are dying. Them crackers are afraid of their own death. Now they're calling out some goddamn aliens. They're the goddamn aliens. They came from the northern caves. After we bore that ass. We did that. We created a goddamn Frankenstein. That's what we did. Then we did some abomination ourselves, which is why we got to get right with the God that we know we serve. But we got to do this quick and in a hurry. If you say the batting of an eye, if you say making a miracle happen, the miracle does not happen until you take the action. You can pray all day, but no goddamn lightning bolt gonna come down and save our ass. We got to do this right now. We got to address these streets right now. We got to say no to them motherfucking crackers right now. And I mean that. We on a war mission right now. Not tomorrow. There ain't no time. Get disciplined. Let's grab them cubs and bring them in from the womb to the tomb. From the baby right now. From a two-month-old baby on up to our age. We need to grab it right now. But we have to address these ills in our own neighborhoods. We can't do it with fear. We can't do it knee-shaking. I'll say it again. Right now, we're in trouble. And we got to address this shit right now. Black power.
Black power. Black power. Black power. As we bring our co-hosts in there, just coming out of that battle. You see why it's called Battle Creek. The commissioner himself has spoken. And now we're going to hear from D.C., as you know. We got our Minister of Defense is out on the front. I'm hoping on the right channel. We're looking at reaching out to Mr. Defense Black Power. Black Power. Looking out there at 202-221. You're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power?
Black Power, this is Sister Janae. This is the Minister of Defense in the field.
One out of two ain't bad. What the hell? Driving like it's hot. We got our queen mother.
Black power, black power, comrade.
My.
Black power. Yeah.
Like, oh, my.
Black power, brother.
You play for two. I've been shooting the 9 to 5. I hit a 7-11 every now and then. Black power. Black power.
Black power, yeah.
We
just coming out of Tulsa. Welcome. You know, everybody's on fire. Everybody's looking forward to the conversation tonight. To see what's
Black
playing
power,
and what's
up.
Next. We fired up, you know, ready to watch Cameron and Mary to come and see.
Black power.
And we're ready for the revolution, the real revolutionary. This is the hour of black power. This is the time that we all need to be listening more than we need to be talking. Some of us are talking to the wrong people. Some of us talking about the wrong things. Some of us are still on the plantation in the field trying to get information when they need to come and get his mouth. The leadership of the Black Power Movement right here on Black Power Radio. You know, I have my own radio show, but out of all due respect, I give more props. I shut my radio down to be on Black Power Radio. So this is the show. You need to listen to the most informative radio show
Black
in the Black Power movement
Black
Power. Right here on Black Power Radio. So let's give props where props are due
Black
to
power.
Our honorable Sheikh Imam Akbar, who's been holding it down on Black Power Radio. And make sure you support Black Power Radio at 77 Baker, Cash App 77 Baker. This man is making it possible for us to continue to host the most informative radio show for Black Power at this hour. And I just want to say I'm ready to listen to the show. I want to hear what the plan is going forward. My comrades are all listening. I sent links out to everybody. You know, I've been lounging around the house all day trying to handle business, but I could not wait for 8 o'clock to get here so we could listen to the leadership in the Black Power Movement and get clear-cut instructions of what's next. I want to know what our national agenda is going to be next going forward. Are we going to make this Tulsa, what would you call it, Exodus to Tulsa, a yearly thing? Are we going to do this every year? Are we going to mandate, did they give us a national holiday for Tulsa Massacre, for the massacre in Tulsa? Are they going to do something? Are we going to advocate even further to make them know that we're not going to let y'all write out our history out of the history book? You are going to teach about slavery. You are going to teach about the massacres that you have done and the things that have been done to our ancestors here in the United States of America and why we are so in the condition that we still are in 2021 and 2022 going forward. We still won't be out of poverty. We still won't own land. We still won't have our own resources and things of that nature. Some of us are continuing to rebuild Black Wall Street throughout the country. They need our support. They need to be on Black Power Radio telling us what it is we need to do to invest into a new Black Wall Street. Where are we going to put our money at? How are we going to shop from now on? Are we going to be more conscious about buying Black-owned businesses? Are we going to continue to shop at Walmart and Saks and Sam's Club and everything else just like everybody else? You're going to do what's convenient, but you got to remember to invest back into the Black community. And I can say this, with the Sisters of the Underground, we are definitely building and branding like in jumping leaps and hurdles that you would not believe. These queens have a plan in place to not only safe travel, but we're going to have safe housing eventually. We need grant writers to get us some land grants where we can house our own damn people, them sending them to another country or sending them to a shelter or something like that. We can build our own tiny house villages where it's just a bedroom, maybe one or two bedroom little efficiency. Where you just need to get to a safe place, that's where we can put you at. And we will have armed guards and everything else like that. It won't be a concentration camp, but I guarantee you we can keep you safe and keep you out of harm's way, keep somebody from murdering you if you're running for your life. So that's what we're looking forward to building with the Sisters of the Underground. Eventually, I love Sister Shakur. I love her mindset. I love, she's just like me, and that's why we all click so hard. We didn't even know each other from Adam and Eve, but we're bringing sisterhood back to the forefront. We're bringing camaraderie back to the forefront. We keep in constant contact. We don't talk to each other within a couple of hours. We're like, okay, what's wrong? Who mad? What's the problem? You know, everybody got to work out their differences and stuff. You have life going on. Don't forget that. But stay in communication with your sisters and your brothers. Don't back out and be mad and have a problem and don't come to the table with it and resolve it. I think women can do that a lot better than men sometimes. Sometimes a man will just walk away and won't even give no explanation. And y'all know y'all good at doing that. And then you'll be mad for 50 years about something the other person don't even know what you're talking about. But with us ladies, we try to get down to the bottom of what it is. Can we fix it? If it can't be fixed, then don't bother. You leave it alone. But if it can be fixed, and a lot of the stuff that's going on can be fixed with a simple, sir, you know, homeboy, I didn't even mean it like that. It wasn't even that serious. Or you took it the wrong way or such and such and such and such. And we can move forward with life. But we can't stay stagnant and we can't stay stuck in our feelings, Black people. You can't stay where you at and expect to make a change or a difference in your life or anybody else. So I thank God for growth. I thank God for Hashim Akhenaten and Zynga, who refused to let me just do what I wanted to do, you know, and not become the person that he wanted me to become. And that's a better leader. That's a better fighter and a better soldier in the revolution, because this is serious. This is not a game. Some of y'all out here playing games, and it's clear because you go right back to the same behavior that we just told you not to do. Now, as the regional assistant to the chairman of the Mid-Atlantic region, we're not playing with y'all no more. We already told you we're going to start pulling people's cards and ranks, and then you coming out with them patches and them colors because you out here playing. And who you're not going to play with is us. You're not going to play with this Mid-Atlantic region. You're not going to keep playing with the New Black Panther Party, period. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people doing things like they want it, like they can't be told what to do or cannot be reprimanded. You have no safeguard if you are violating protocols. Remember that. This is not about you. This is about the organization. This is about the New Black Panther Party. This is about the street, the freedom and the oppression of black people. People's lives are in your hands. And we're not going to tolerate disobedience. We're not going to tolerate insubordination. We're not going to tolerate any of those behaviors. We have our marching orders. And when you get your marching orders, all you need to do is if you can make it, you make it. If you can't, you send somebody. If you can't send one person, you need to ask help. Ask for some help. But when we call a formation, you need to be there and be on with your boots on the ground or your feet in a pair of slippers, however you can get there. Be on your post. Black power. And that's all I can tell you. I'm heated. I'm excited about what the leadership has to say moving forward. I'm not giving up my post for nobody. Y'all might hear me say I quit. I ain't going nowhere because it's not that easy. I did not sign up to quit. You did not sign up to quit. You signed up because you see that there's something going on and you're here and you are on the vanguard to say, I'm going to fix it. Stop waiting on Jesus, like my homeboy said. Jesus is not coming to save us. We got to save us. We are the next Messiah. We are that. All of us together. It ain't no one leadership. We've been operating just fine without just one leadership. We can do it. The movement is the leadership. That's what we need. The movement, the drive, yes. The push, the struggle is the leadership. Our people are still dying in droves. Like they said, they put up, while we was in Tulsa, it was a drone over my head following me the whole time. And I'm sitting up there looking at them like, well, I'm standing in line. They could have killed me right there in Tulsa. And I couldn't even tell nobody. Yes. I'm out there by myself.
Yes.
So black power on that. When they telling you, when we tell y'all that we are at war, we are being watched, you better believe that we are at war and we are being watched. And the next
yes.
move better be your best move out here. Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power, y'all. Come on now. Come on with this good news. We want to hear it. And we need to hear it. Black power.
Black power.
Black power. Brother Akbar, such powerful
yes,
words from Sister Binet. Yes, sir. Very, very much. Very powerful truths. You know, we got to keep our eyes on our prize because what they have for us, as the sister said, are drones. Drone following Sister Danae, Queen Sister Danae, around in Tulsa. The drones will be following or me or any one of us that stands up and stands firm. Make no mistake about it. We're in the heat of war. This is truly a war. These are wars of truths and consequences. We have to be ready. What are we ready to do? Are we ready to just stand and shudder? Are we ready and willing to die? This is the question that we're facing right now. You got to be willing to die in a war. Because if you stand for something as strong as what we're standing for, we're talking about our freedom. We're talking about accountability. We're talking about saving our babies. We're talking about saving our families. We're talking about right now, we need to encompass one another. And always, I say this in strong prayer, because this is a spiritual as well as it is physical. And that devil, when he looks at you and me, does not look at you and I as a human being. Get that out of our minds. There is no constitution for us. There's only constipation in the United States of America. There's only constipation in the global colonization of black people all over the world. This is a global conundrum. that we're in. And right now, in our own homestead, Cubs need to stand up. We need to go in just as vessels, bringing in, it's not about peace, bringing in truth to our young people right now. Look, man, that bullshit you're doing has got to stop. You killing everybody. That stuff that you're doing is not what a Panther stands for. Young brother, young sister, get off the stroll. Yeah, we know. We know, and I accept the fact that failed you in the past. But today, together, we can rise. Right now, we need your leadership, young man. We need your leadership, young woman. You're going to carry the torch into the future. But we have to make it a future that we all know that we're fighting for in one movement together. And so when we talk about the discipline that we need right now, take that deep breath in your nose, let it out of your mouth, and then as we move forward, go to the most scariest individual in the block and say, can we sit down and talk? This is how the old heads did it. This is how Strong Agba did it. This is how we did it back in the day, and I believe that there's no new remedy for what we have. The old chess game is what we have to continue to play. And once we go to our young people, we go to them with love. Love does not mean, oh, let me hug you. Love is talking tough. When you chastise your child because you want them to go in the correct direction, you don't go in there, oh, please, little Johnny. Johnny, I'm going to whip your ass if you don't get this right. This is how we got to take these stands. We cannot no longer sit back and think that they're going to come to us because a lot of young people don't respect older people. We know that. You got to earn respect. Sister Janae asked how we needed to do this. It's what Sister Janae, the pattern, Shabazz, the pattern. Our strong black women have shown us as men what we need to do. We don't need to be whimpering behind a woman. We need to stand alongside of her, and then we need to get in front of her to protect her. That woman carries the womb in the womb, the babies of the future. Men, we need to stand up. Said what I saw in Tulsa, Oklahoma on the 28th, pricked my heart. But we need a Tulsa, Oklahoma move every day. Black power.
Black power, black power. And we are trying to reach out for our beloved Minister of Defense out here somewhere in that Washington metropolitan area. And we're just reaching on out for a 202. If we can pull it down. Let's see. We're pulling down on the 202 area code, Washington, D.C. Let me do a double tick and a double shake and a double bake right on it. Yes, sir. We're pulling down, pulling down, pulling down. I've got that 202. I'm looking for that black up. That black up 202, 221. You're actually live on Black Power Radio. Black Power? Black Power. 202 on the backup. You're live on Black Power Radio. I may have closed down the wrong line. Let me pick it black up. Pick it black up for 202. We're pulling down on 202. 202, 202. You're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power?
Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power. Happy welcome to Black Power Radio. I'm Minister of Defense, Brother Stephen Biko. Black Power.
Black Power, Brother
Black
Biko.
Power. Black Power. Saints, saviors, soldiers, scholars, dealers, and killers, no longer dead, deaf, dumb, and blind, out of our mind, with the white man's mind. The Honorable Dr. Khadr Du Muhammad taught us that somebody has got to hold the goddamn line. And this Black Power Radio, Sundays and Mondays, any other day that this radio show is on, we need all of our people to tune in because no other station, HUR, PFW, none of those stations are giving us pure, unadulterated black truth. We have to get this paper out here, this new Black Panther Party newspaper. We have to understand we have all of these ministries, all these ministry departments, but the strongest minister that we have right now is this new Black Panther Party newspaper. We have to get our strong black political line out to our people. The reason why our people are in the condition that they're in, because they don't understand the politics that's being used against them. This is a political struggle. It ain't just a cultural struggle. It ain't just a struggle for integration. We ain't worried about integration. We ain't worried about segregation. All the only thing we worry about right now is separation and reparation. And this
yes.
Black Power newspaper right here is pushing the line for separation, nation building, land ownership, economic stability. That's what we need to become a nation. And we need a strong, black, uncompromised military to defend that objective. I was out here in D.C. all day today. I conversed with Imam Akbar earlier today. I conversed with my regional chairman, Ezra LeBeau. I convened with our assistant, national assistant, Supreme Captain Kabaka Maroon. And we had decided that we're going to push this black power line with every fiber of our being. And those that are in opposition to this black power line, this black power movement being pushed, we're going to run over top of their ass like a hot knife through butter. That's what it is. I want to say tonight, I spoke earlier today, and I told everybody today that this is my position. As the Minister of Defense of the Washington, D.C. chapter of the New Black Panther Party and as the newly appointed Minister of Justice for the Mid-Atlantic region, I am putting forth my support, my cadre, and the whole Mid-Atlantic region will follow suit. We are endorsing 100% the experience, the history, the leadership, the principled leadership, the scholarship of Imam Sheikh Imam Akbar Bilal. We are pushing
yes.
for him to be where this party rightfully needs him at, and that is in the leadership position of the national chair. We
yes.
understand. We understand that seat has been vacant for a second. We understand that. We understand that we have to understand protocol. We have to understand policy and procedure. But we have to also understand that you have a principled soldier here. A soldier that has given decades of experience to the struggle. He's raised many of us who were in the grave and pulled us out of that shallow grave with a master grip and stood us up. And he has trained men. He has trained women not to be followers, but he trained men and women to be leaders.
Yes.
He trained men and women, not just men, but men and women to be leaders in this struggle for liberation. We can't get caught up on egos. We can't get caught up on a false sense of bravado. We're not going to try to over-intellectualize this struggle here. We're not going to intellectually masturbate you. But what we're going to tell you is this. If you want strong, principled leadership, uncompromising leadership, then you have to respect the wisdom that is being passed down to us from the elders. You have some elders that fell to the wayside. We don't give a fuck about Bobby Sales or none of them punks that fell to the wayside, and now they're selling chicken and barbecue sauce, all that bullshit. We don't care about none of that shit. We're saying right now today that if you're not on the front line, boots on the ground, you don't have a voice in this goddamn conversation. Point blank, period. Black power.
Black power. Black power.
Black power. Black power. Brother Steve,
no better
because...
words. Yes, no better words to be have been spoken tonight in homage to you, my brother, a man that does raise the dead. To you, who when I first met inspired me. To you, who has really stood through the test of time, what others are resounding out in the streets, out in the world. Sheikh Imam Akbar, you are a leader, the leader. Black power.
Black power. We're thankful for brothers such as the Minister of Defense, Stephen Biko, and Dennis Knowles, and our beloved Supreme Captain, Green Baker, our beloved brother Azriel, and our Dr. Terry Malik Zulu Shabazz, and Hashim Mazinga before he passed away. They all had great contributions to this leadership. be long, but I must be strong. Committed to strength, brothers and sisters, because of the social political circumstances. We have to embrace our strength. And our strength in numbers. Our strength in numbers that has caused us to be successful at this hour. For Black Power, we are a pro Black revolutionary, Pan-Africanist. That may be another 100 attributes. We are for the progressive movement of Black people. We have positioned ourselves to do what we have to do to keep everything on the front line for the Black man, the Black woman, and for all of our Black children. We are definitely delighted to service we the people, to meet the needs of we the people. This is the objective of the comrade and the brother and sister that have been struggling on the front line, and some on the highway and the byways. And Brother Stephen Biko and Sister Janae out there serving every clothes and shelter and transportation every day, every day. It's not like they,
yes,
they don't take a break. These kind of people, yes, don't, they don't take no vacation. They're there every day,
yes,
to service the needs of we the people.
Yes.
Cannot be divided. We must have one aim, one God, and one destiny. We must be dedicated and totally committed to the concept, and that concept is forward ever and backward never. We can never go backwards in the movement when you latch on to the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Mohammed, the Chairman Emeritus Malik Zulu Shabab, Hashim Ekonomi Nzinga. When you see the concept, brothers and sisters, how can you go backwards? They said, how could you go right with the guy, the imp of the shaitan, say, with all this temptation, how could you go right? But with what we have to offer from the righteous teachings of Dr. Khalid Abdul-Mohammed, from the Book of Khalid, from the German Emeritus Malik Zulu Shabazz, from Hashim Ekonomi Nzinga, how could you go wrong, brothers and sisters? With all of this guidance, knowledge, wisdom, and experience in front of you, how could you go wrong? Black Power, as we go out to the 434-734-4347-09, you're live here on Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Black Power, freedom or death, is General Azrael LeBeau, Regional Chairman of the Mid-Atlantic. The Mid-Atlantic fully supports, fully endorses Imam Akbar for national chairmanship. The Mid-Atlantic also endorses, or I'm coming out endorsing myself, running for the seat of the National Minister of Defense. The time is now. The trumpets of liberation are sounding. The drums of revolution and war are beating, calling for every Black man and every Black woman, every revolutionary within the sound of my voice and beyond. The right to revolution states the right of the people to rise up against a government that no longer holds their best interests of the people or places the people without cause at harm's risk. When tyranny becomes law, resistance becomes duty. When injustice becomes justified, the time to rise up becomes now. And if we haven't realized yet that the time is now, after Black Wall Street, when are we going to wake up? How many people do we have to lose? How many fathers have to bury daughters? How many sons have to go missing before we realize that there's no one here that's going to save us and pull us out of this but us? The time is now. The Mid-Atlantic region of the New Black Panther Party, since the last Mid-Atlantic training, we set out then. We are a new Mid-Atlantic, an uncompromising Mid-Atlantic. We will no longer succumb to the fuckery, the bullshit, the backstabbing, the inner turmoil, the going back and forth between chapters. None of that shit is going to fly with the Mid-Atlantic. We are on a straight and direct path. Imam Akbar, we are endorsing him as the national, for the national chairman seat, with me as the national minister of defense, and under our leadership, build a new national central committee. We're going to make the regions more strong. No more one or two regions, but be complete with all four or five regions. We've gone too long half-assing. We have gone too long worried about what the next man does or worried about what the next woman does, worrying about who's playing this position, who's doing that position. No longer. It's time we get unified and on the same goddamn page. I'm sick of all the inner turmoil. I'm sick of all the beefing. I'm sick of hearing comrades talk about other comrades. Unity is now. The Mid-Atlantic enforcing unity. As I stated, the time is now. If you don't want to get down, then we will lay you down. And if you have any issue with that, don't go running to somebody else. Come directly to me so I can lay it down for you. That's not a threat. That's a promise. That's a guarantee. Or your money back. I've been in this party for 3 going on 4 years. It seems like longer than that. And just in my short time, have witnessed so much bullshit. It's time we end the bullshit. It's time we end the drama and focus on the work. Focus what's more important. Because at this point, we are entering into a point of no return. And we see this with our own. We see this every day. We see this in our own eyes. We see this in our own communities, in our own schools, in our own hospitals. Law enforcement killing us, giving away immunity because the people, because we're not there for the people. Only thing we're doing is showing up for the camera, showing up for photo ops, showing up for video ops. I understand that people's platforms are an important part of that plays in this, but we're not here for the glitz and glam. We're not here to be in front of a camera. We're not here to be in front of the media. We're here for black power, and we're going to black that goddamn call and hold the goddamn line. Hashim Akhenaten and Nzinga said, when revolution calls, pick up the goddamn phone. Don't let that shit go to voicemail. Don't ignore the call. Pick up the goddamn phone and answer it. Everybody in the Mid-Atlantic, anybody that can hear my voice who is a revolutionary and true to being revolutionary, true to the revolution, answer that goddamn call. Black the goddamn line. Support Imam Akbar for national chairmanship and support me for the National Minister of Defense. This is an open challenge. Anybody who wants to challenge me on this as far as being the national MOD, come with it. Black power.
Black power, black power. Thank our brother Israel LeBeau for doing the work and not fence setting and not compromising, but doing the goddamn work. And this is what we make emphasis on today in the doers of good, the doers of righteousness, the doers of black revolution, not the dreamer, but the doer. And this is what we have in our network and in our midst. We are happy to just be associated with the leadership of our beloved brother, Chairman LeBeau. So thank you again. Assalamu alaikum and black power.
Black power, alaikum salam.
Reaching down, we're just going straight down the line. I got 2 504s. I may need to bring them in twins. We're going to bring them up to 504. And now I got one private jersey And I got another 504, Brother Dennis, still with us there, working that 504. We got Brother Howe and our beloved sister, Melody. Black power to both of you. Black power?
Black power, my brother.
Yeah.
All power
Black power, all power to the people.
Tulsa, you got the open line of the miracle in Tulsa. What does it mean? What is the difference that you see in before and after the new Black Panther Party in your life, in Tulsa, across the diaspora? Talk about some Black Panthers. Talk about some Black power at this hour. Black power?
Black power, brother. I watched what you guys were doing in Tulsa because, you know, unfortunately, I could not be there with you. I have a few things that I'd like to say tonight. The exclusion of revolutionaries is not the way. The abasement of the Black Panther Party, original Black Panther Party, is definitely not the way. Fighting amongst us about our ideals is definitely not the way. But I do endorse you, Akbar, because, you know, we've had several conversations about you.
I'm just letting y'all know I'm here, too, because I'm going to speak after she speaks. Go ahead, Mama Melody.
Yeah. I'm liking the changes that you're making that are more towards the original Black Panther Party's stance and ideas. The formation of the Central Committee, Brother Azriel, I really admire that you are trying to bring together the factions closer to what the reality of the Black Panther Party really is about. Our party was originally service to the people. This is our main objective. I'm in the trenches every day here in New York by myself. On Sundays, I feed the hungry. I go to different rallies by myself. As you know, I organize the Wall Street protest that we had here against Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, which are killing our people every day.
Black power, black power.
Okay, so you know that my position is for the people. And when I see that there are people who are poverty pimps, opportunists, and try to take advantage of others because of their stance in revolution, I can't overlook that. Bobby Seale and Huey P. Newton did great things. There is no doubt about it. And the fact that he makes barbecue sauce right now is irrelevant. What the brother did for this country, he developed a grocery program where he was giving away thousands of bags of food to the people. This is the objective of the Black Panther, to service the people and make sure that they are okay. Because once this capitalistic society falls, and it is falling, and it is going to be destroyed, what will you new Black Panthers do? Investment in capitalism right now is far from what the international Black Panther community is doing. We have Asians who have killed 6,000 Nigerian men, cut off their penises, shipped them to China to make a barbaric cannibalistic soup called penis soup. What are we going to do about these things? These are things that are detrimental to human life here on this planet. We have cannibals, and they're in our community, and they're getting laws passed in their behalf, and we're sitting back talking about, well, what about us? What about us, Master? Listen, got no time for the jokes, okay?
got no time for the jokes. The Black Panther Party for Self-Defense is about the service to the people. Point blank. Bottom line. All power to the people. Black power.
Yes. Yeah, brother Agbar, you there?
Black power. Go right ahead, beloved. Yeah, I've been like,
I'm in agreement with Mama Melody. I wanna see more of us instead of just marching and putting our boots on, we come up with community programs to help the people. And you may have some people that may not wanna join in, but we put them as community workers to work with us. Okay? And with the newspaper, that's a good thing. We put that newspaper out there in the streets. What we do, put it in a book where they have a black businesses. You put those newspapers out in there, you know. And instead of just walking around and standing on the corner, no, we go in the communities. You knock on the doors. Hey, how y'all doing? Are you interested in the Black Panther newspaper? Sure. How much it is? $1, however much it is. Okay. And like, if they want to donate, I would tell them, look, this is what I want y'all to do. Instead of just giving us money, I want, when we have our programs, like a breakfast program, I want you to go buy some grits, eggs, turkey bacon, some toast. Y'all go buy that, and where we can feed these children out here, you know. And I'm like this, instead of us just, you know, okay, I notice we like to talk about the white man, but then let's talk about these other people, bloodsuckers that's in the community, these Arabs, you know. We go in, we tell them, look, hey, you're making all this money, program what we're doing. Or give us some of this food where we can go feed the homeless. Y'all got to do something. Y'all can't just be in the community just taking money, you know. Or some of them who got these clothing stores, you know, that's in the community, profiting. Hey, whatever y'all don't sell, y'all donate it to us, and we're going to go and we're going to feed, we're going to clothe the people. You know, medical program, that, you know, right about now, you know, get some black doctors, should have been testing our people for this COVID. You know, it's just a lot of stuff I want to see, you know. And then I want to be a part of it. I just don't want to. When all of us meet, and you might meet people that's in that part of town. They might say, "Oh, I'm from New Orleans. Oh, they got a party. Do y'all know such and such? Yeah, I never heard of them. We don't have no. I never knew they had Panthers in New Orleans. That's the first thing people say. And then you look at me. What are you doing? What are y'all doing? People not known. So let's make this more into working with our people in the community. That's number one right then and there. And for the brother that was in Washington, D.C. saying, I don't want to misquote him, what he was saying about Bobby Seale, no matter how he turned out, still love the man for what he did, because we carrying that banner for what he did. Him and Huey Newton, Rap Brown, all of them, show them proper respect. Because some of these people are still locked up in jail. And I want to see this. Though, if they have a Black Panther alumni, work with them. Because I'm working with them here in New Orleans. Work with them. And they have a different view of you. If you work with them, don't condemn them. Work with them. Some things you might disagree, that's fine. Let's work with them. You know, like Nike said, let's just do it. Yeah, you there?
Yes, sir. Black power. But Brother Hal, we just love you so much, beloved, for your sacrifice, for your time and your investment. You never gave up on the Panther, and we appreciate you so much for all that you do. And all of the things that we have brought together, we must acknowledge the work of Brother Harl, Sister Melody, and many others that are in the network that have always been able to call upon you, Brother Howard, for support. And whatever we were doing, you always gave full support. You never hesitated. And that's the appreciation we have for you, Brother Howard, and for Sister Melody. No matter what difference we had, when we called upon you, you were there. You did not hesitate to feed us, to clothe us, to give generously to the cause, to purchase whatever we had to sell. And we always appreciate you, brother, and our beloved Sister Melody. That's real Panther love. There's nothing in the universe that can break it, nothing that can challenge it. It's strong. It's standing. It's a footprint that's in the sands of history, brother, that cannot be erased. It can't be approached. It's irreproachable, and it's uncompromising love. And as you already know, the Black Panther love is the greatest love of all. Is that right, Brother Al?
Right on, right on.
Yes, sir, that's right. And we love you so much, and we hope to see you again next week here on Black Power Radio. It's going to be...
I'm going to say this before I go. I want to say this before I go. I say we are the great grandchildren of Garvey. We are the grandchildren of Malcolm. We are the offsprings of the original Black Panther Party, and this is the cause that we hear because of them. And you know, Khaled and all, you know, Dr. Khaled.
Black Power.
And we got to give a shout out to Aaron Michaels.
Black Power. And David Foreman as well. And Brother
David
Robert
Foreman, Robert Wall Williams, yeah, Thomas Muhammad.
Brother Ali, and many of those founding brothers, man, that stood and held a line in Dallas when they had to learn how to hold a line and then hold a line. They didn't really know what they were holding on to, but they knew that it was the right thing to do, strong, and kept the legacy and the idea of the Panther on the front burner, and they held a line for Black Revolution. So I'll say Black Power to all of my comrades, especially in Dallas, those in New Orleans, New York. I just put a picture out in the internet with Bullwhip and with our other brothers that are just Panthers, our brother Aduba Ben Wahad. I mean, it's just so many that we can keep going on to Fred Hampton and Fred Hampton Jr. and Eldridge Cleveland, his wife, and the mother of Fred Hampton. I mean, it goes on. I sat down with Angela Davis on several occasions. I mean, there's just so much that the Panther does, and it continues. The revolution continues. As-salamu alaykum, and Black Power. Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power.
And as we move, we're going straight to Tidewater. We're going to pick it up at the 757. Come on, 757. You can talk black to it.
All right. Come on, 757. So I'm here.
Talking black. We have to be right. We're happy to have you. Welcome to Black Power Radio.
All right. So can y'all hear me?
We're talking Tulsa. And what does the difference mean? And I know you got upcoming events and things that are going on. So you can talk black to us, Black Power.
All right, so y'all got me on at 757?
Oh, my. That 757 represents the seven cities, north of Portsmouth, Newport News, Chesapeake, Virginia Beach, Newport News, probably seven more, Black Power.
All right, so, brother, you got me on it?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So the first thing that I would like to do for my brothers and sisters, because I love all of you, you know, and I just want to read a poem, and then I'm going to go into what I want to talk about. But the poem is called Beauty. Here I go. Give me a second. I got to put my glasses on. So beauty to me is far from skin deep. It is the succulent taste of humanity. It is the lavish smell of sincerity. It is the sweet aromas of honesty. It is the precious value of the love. It is the calmness of eternity. It is the breath of remembrance. It is the pressure of forgiveness. It is the compassion of innocence. Beauty to me is the definition of black unity. Am I a racist? No. I'm just appreciating the skin we were born in and embracing the spirit that dwells within with all its commodities, you see? So my thing is this. I get tired of people sitting around here trying to downplay us like we don't do nothing. And regardless of whatever is going on in the community or whatever, we there. You know what I'm saying? Janae is over there. She got the boxing thing. She got stuff that they doing. Look. Virginia, they got Juneteenth coming up, and I already got my table spot. We feed in a community. I do stuff here in Maryland alone, just doing stuff for the community. But then I get tired of motherfuckers. Every time you turn around, I got a motherfucker calling me or saying, well, yeah, I ain't doing this. I ain't. Look. I know what we are doing. I just seen what we are doing. I have donated money to Janae. I have donated this and that. It doesn't even matter. Tammy called me yesterday in Virginia. I done gave them $100 already. They said they're going to feed the community. That's fine with me. I'm right here in Mount Rainier. The thing is that we need a group right here in damn Maryland. We don't have nobody up here with us. We don't have nobody up here with us. Ain't nobody up, unless you go to Baltimore. Now, Baltimore, they got people over there. But we ain't got nobody right up in here. You know what I'm saying? Am I still here on? Can y'all hear me? So my thing is like, you know what I'm saying? I love Maryland. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just trying to figure out what are we going to do. Also, we need to do it merrily. Akbar, are you there?
Yes, Black Power. We want to thank
Black
you for
Power. So the thing is, what I'm saying is, I get tired of everybody trying to put us down because we doing what we need to do. But the thing about it, that's why I'm talking about the baseball game. That's why I'm having my event on the 24th of Everlasting Life. Because I'm sick of y'all saying that what we not doing when we out here actually doing.
And that's Black Power. As we move to the line, we got so much that is blacked up and so much that is gone. But we want to thank you for making your contribution known here on Black Power Radio. As we move straight down the line to a 301 area code, 301 at the 682 level, 301, you're live on Black Power Radio.
Black power.
Second half. Black power.
And yes, we do have upcoming programs all over Maryland, and the baseball game that the sister was speaking about, and such. We're gonna be chiming in with them, and also, you know, you got the at large chapters. 100% support on being the sheikh, being the imam, and being the national spokesman, and being our national chairman. You've been guiding this ship, guiding this big old Cadillac. You and Malik Zulu Shabazz been guiding this big old Cadillac called a movement for a long time now. So I wouldn't trust nobody else behind the wheel, you know, because you know, learn a lot, just being right there, number one student, you know, the north and the south on the zeros and the even numbers and the ones, we got the east and the west, right, big boss, that's right, you know it, Black Power. So I'm just saying, we got to keep the steamroller going. And we got some spots that are definitely, I would say, You can't, we don't want to drive just everywhere. So y'all people out there, you got to kick some money on this Cash App 77 Bakers, $77 Bakers, so we can get the imam out to your, our national chairman out to your area. And so full support on Brother Azriel LeBeau, our chairman, our regional chair, as being the national MOD, couldn't find a badder super soldier to get past, that's for sure, other than somebody who have his full heart invested, and that would be me, you know what I mean? And that's why I'm where I'm at. Right beside the Sheikh to make sure that we keep Sheikh rocking and rolling. Cause see, I'm very streetwise, and I know when it's time to stop, when it's time to go, you know. But the Sheikh always got the best interest of the black nation at heart. So y'all know that he's not joking, and it ain't BSing one bit. So. Mute your phones if you're not on speaking, please. but yeah, we got to keep it steamrolling ahead. And that's all I got to say is we're in good hands, and I see a lot of young leadership popping up, and they like down in Tulsa, we saw a lot of brothers stepping up to the plate. Shout out. A salute to Brother A.J. Frazier, Talib and Tunde, Brother King J, Brother J down there in Nevada, my right-hand man down there in Cali, Adrian, holding up his end of the line real strong. As a matter of fact, somebody had to pop the cork on this white militia man who think he gonna stand there and critique us after the march is over. Nah, you stood a better chance doing that while we was moving, because when we standing still, you're not gonna do all that. So then they're trying to do all their focusing in and all their little rat commentary on my brothers and sisters, and I seen Brother Adrian step on up to the plate and say, "You got to get up out of here." You're right on, man. Got to go and black him on that call. So we are escorting him up out of there, Black Panther style, just the way Sister Janae taught me. We get him. We ain't gonna get him 5 minutes. Off the property, but we're going to get them at least back into white property in view, because everything black property in view belongs to us. You better believe that. And shout out Sister Janae and Black Power to MOD down there holding it down real strong, and our Captain Hassan, our super soldier. Boots on the ground, Black Power. Always good to have Brother General Najee down there looking strong, and we all escort him up in there with the serious Black Power. General Hashim Mzinga, long live Hashim Mzinga, and I always appreciate him hitting me with the Black Lightning Monarchy. Monarch for the name, and it started off just like when I was a kid, and they say, what's all that looking at? Say, well, you know, we got ancestors first, boom, that's black, and I got my Apache Indian Nation riding in this blood too. And so Black and Lightning is appropriate. The brother couldn't have hit me off better. And the teachings of our honorable Dr. Khaled Muhammad, as he said, Mayavamizo. So they've been Mayavamizo and us for too long now. I've been watching this. It's like, man, you talk Mayavamizo, meaning that the death and destruction that they're doing to us, and they're doing it in the worst possible way. So what we need to do is turn it around and get our Black Wall Street black up and running, you know what I'm saying? And our Black Power to our Black Super Chief, Sheikh Imam Akbar, along with the guidance of our Chairman Emeritus, Malik Zulu Shabazz. We can't go wrong, you know what I'm saying? We going real strong. And our Supreme Commander, don't want to forget, Kabaka Maroon, and anybody, and Brother Ozone with that positive energy down there, and all the people I met down there that I didn't know that I met on the airwaves beforehand, saw all the serious warriors, saw all the serious people. Now all you need to do is everybody put their beast to the side and put the focus on the front. No longer will we be looking behind us. No longer will we be skeptical who's beside us. We're going to be focused on the front, what's in front of us, as a one big black powerful army. Black power, black power. And black to our chief and soon to be our sheikh and our chairman, Imam Akbar.
Black power for Black Lightning and all that you do to keep the currents flowing in the right direction of inspiring many of our brothers and sisters and being where the fuck you're supposed to be at. And that's a great guy in Black Lightning. And we thank you for joining us tonight here on Black Power Radio. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power.
Alaikum salam, Black Power.
Black Power, there he goes out there to West Virginia and up to one side of the mountain. And down the other side, we're getting a lot of mountain experience here with our beloved brother. As we go to our Supreme Captain, I hope he's down there, probably North Carolina, but he got a 704, 499. At 499, the Supreme Captain Kabaka is online. Black Power.
Black Power. I'm sitting
power,
back
sir.
Listening. Black Welcome. Power, you get my endorsement.
Black Power.
To the fullest.
Yes,
I love
Thank
you like
you.
My grandfather. And I got to speak on, it was a young lady just left the line. I think she didn't say her name, but I don't know where she's from. But I'm going to have to make a comment on what she said regarding her you know, doing things in her city. I think she said she's from Baltimore or something. I'm not sure if that's where she said she was living at or whatever. But I'm just going to say this. The Mid-Atlantic region, okay, is one of the most powerful, dominant region in the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Okay. If you're doing what you're supposed to be doing in your cities, and you also following protocol as the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, we will know who you are if you check in and let us know, you know, your monthly check-in. We do monthly reports, and I will know who you are. So I shouldn't have to guess who this person is. You know what I'm saying? I'm not being sarcastic or anything. No, but it's just the fact is I know who be putting boots on the ground, okay, and I know who put work in. I'm not going to belittle anyone, but I'm not about to sit here and let someone say that they put in work. It's more than putting in work than doing things in your city. You put boots on the ground, go on maneuvers, okay? So that's what I do. I don't have excuses. If I don't make it, that mean I couldn't walk. Okay, so if, you know, I know you got, people got jobs and everything, you know, and I know you got families. But if you sign up for the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, when you fill the application out, that's a lifetime thing. It got to come from your heart. You got to not fill the application out to wear the uniform, to say you a Black Panther, and to scream black power all day without putting your boots on the ground, okay? So, like Brother Biko and Commander Ezreal and Sister Janae, we reconstructing this whole Mid-Atlantic. If you don't want to put your boots on the ground and do what you're supposed to do as Panthers, then just walk away from the Panthers because we're not tolerating it. Point blank, period. I'm tired of excuses, okay, and this bickering. When the high authority contact you, you want to question their ability of who they are. You know what I'm saying? All of that is over with. It's done. It's over with. And I'm backing everything up that Commander Ezreal said, Pico said, you know what I'm saying? Because this is the Mid-Atlantic, and we're not having no half-stepping in this Panther organization for the Mid-Atlantic. Okay, and I'm helping build this Mid-Atlantic back up as well as the East Coast of this country. Okay, I said this before. I'm not going to stay long, but I grew up in one of the most racist cities in the United States on the Eastern Coast. Providence, Rhode Island, you can look it up. Right now, when I open my state mail, it says Providence Plantation on it. Okay. That's a smack in the face every single day to me and to every black person that live in Rhode Island. And not only that, I had to fight every other day because certain parts of the city in Providence, you could not get caught walking in that part of the city if you were black. So I take what I do with this Panther organization serious due to the fact of what I've been through in my life dealing with racism. So whenever I see another brother next to me, a Panther brother, and he's not doing what he's supposed to do, I'm going to talk to the brother. If you want a buck, then I don't need to be around you. You don't need to be around me because I take you as not being serious with this movement. You know, and what I want as a black man, as a black Panther, I want our own land. I want to separate from these redneck devils, okay? And I got word, which y'all probably heard this, I got word that they making all the big-time farmers burn their crop while these black people sitting around here bickering, don't want to be woken up, and some of the ones that claim they're awake, you know what I'm saying? It's stuff going on right in your face, and you're not even recognizing it. There's farmers being paid by the government to burn their crops. And there's farmers that's paid by the government to kill the animals. They're trying to cause a food shortage. I just got word, I don't know how true it is, but I'm going to check when I go back to Providence. They lift the mask sanction in Providence. But you cannot go in the store unless you got that vaccination shot. I don't know how true it is, but I'm going to find out this week. Okay, so if it's going on in Providence, they're going to try to spread it all over the country. And everybody know, well, I know, and everybody on this line know, that the vaccination shot is killing people. You know what I'm saying? Because my buddy from Buffalo, New York, only health problem he had was asthma. He took that shot, and he died 48 hours after that. Okay, so I know for a fact that shot is killing people. If you don't die, you're going to have complications for the rest of your life. So I am a witness to the fact that vaccination is killing our people. And, yes, they do probably have in some of those shots, they got different names. They have Johnson & Johnson. They have, what's the other one? Miranda and Pfizer and all this other crap. But I guarantee out of some of those vaccinations, they have something there in those shots that will have an effect on a black person and, you know, different than what it will have an effect on a white person. Yes. So they killing us. Right now we're basically doing stuff, and while a lot of these black, not all of us, walking around, sleepwalking, not paying attention to what's going on, what this murdering government is doing. Okay, so like I said, we take this Panther situation serious. I take it serious. And the Mid-Atlantic region will be built to a
if you not real, you're gonna be scared to even join. Okay, like I said, I take this serious as much as I breathe. You know, and yes, I will say it again, I will endorse you, Sheikh Man Akbar, because I love you to the fullest. You know, and you deserve to be in that position. You deserve it. And as Brother Commander Ezreal, yes, you deserve to be the national MOD. Yes, yes, and my wife, Brenda, agreed as well. She will, you will get her endorsement as well.
Black power, black power.
So,
and,
black man, power, so.
I got to give you endorsement on your on Newlyweds and the Black Panthers, and we are just so proud to serve with you as our captain, our supreme captain, Kabaka, all those troops that serve under him, and all the different regions. He's a multi-regional kind of man that goes up and down the East Coast, and if you catch him wrong, he'd be right there in your face in the West Coast. He has no problem with getting in gear and being where the fuck he's got to be at, and we love him so much. Captain Kabaka Maroon is making his presence known across America, and we're supporting him all the way. I mean, we ain't bragging, we ain't pulling down, but goddamn it, that mighty mid-Atlantic. Every now and then, I got to say it. Black power, and give him a boom shakalaka cracker for that as well. But I'm here to tell you, brother, that you're doing the right things, and I love to see you all in this type of unity, and y'all solid, and no one can break the chain. No one can break the ranks, and this is real Black Panther love, live. There's nothing Memorex, there's no pretend me's around here. We all with the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, and we're proud of his legacy, and we stand in support of the legacy of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. And his teaching and his way is a very effective way. That's an effective way to make a movement. So we're in the right place at the right time. All I can say is thank you, Brother Captain Kabaka. You're doing a fantabulous job. That's fabulous. And mixed with fantastic and fabulous, I put it together, call it fantabulous, and we're just happy to have you tonight. And thank you for your contribution to Black Power Radio.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Black Power.
Black Power and Black Power. I mean, he rolled out. Who's going to get on their horse and ride, roll out of Charlotte, and roll right on up to Rhode Island and keep recruiting? Roll right on into Boston, New York, get in the harbor, and keep recruiting. This is a remarkable man, brother and sister, and he continues to fight. As the revolution continues, we continue to fight the right fight. And with all of our might, we support our beloved brother going into New York. We'll pick it up at the 646 level. At 749, should have Corona, New York, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power.
Yes, sir, we love you so much. We're happy to have you and Brother Maroon. And I mean, the list just goes on with Elijah and Brother Stephen Biko and Janae and Comrade Ezreal LeBeau. And just all of the great ones, the Black Lightning and all of them. You might not see them all in the same place at the same time, doing the same thing at the same time. But you make that call. All of them got each other back. You F with one of them, and you got to fight all of them. So don't try that shit, and don't talk that shit, unless you can do that shit. So we win it tonight. We're going to break Karan, goddamn it. We're going to break Karan out of New York and talk about it. Black Power, Black Power. Karan of New York, Black Power.
Black Power, thanks for having me, sir. I'm calling just to, you know, give a recap with Tulsa. And I think Tulsa really ain't going to be able, from what I see that Tulsa can't really make itself what it once was without the support of all Black people in Tulsa. As they said that Tulsa tried to rebuild the Black Wall Street after the riots, but in the 1940s, when the country desegregated the country, the black stores they lost their business because the black people started to go to the white stores where they never could shop. And before, they had no choice but to shop. So I think we got to get back to buying black forcefully, being that we once had something called Black Wall Street, and we had many Wall Streets, as you sent me that text message showing me, sir. So I think we need to really segregate ourselves again and build up ourselves, because as long as we can shop with the white man, that's where the money's going to go. And buying black is more critical than ever. That's why in New York, we got the CCI, the Community Collective Initiative, where you get a table, the Panthers, we get a table in every borough, whoever's willing to man that table. And we want to shop just how everybody else build up their nation. We need to have a backbone where we have some products that we can ourselves manufacture and sell and build up our own Black Wall Street again. So I was thankful to attend the Tulsa, and the people there, they loved us. They was telling us that they happy that we came, because it seems like the government trying to brush them under the rug. And for people to come down there and show them love and show them that we know about it, they really appreciated that. So I just wanted to, chime in about the Tulsa trip. And I think we need to segregate ourselves again. And if we do it ourselves as a party, it'll show other black people as the nation that once we do it, that's going to be the same thing to follow. That's going to be the motto. That's going to be the motto to follow. So I just want to get this land, get this opportunity so we can get some unity, black power.
Yeah, black power, black power. And reach out to our co-hosts. We got so many blacks up here tonight, but we're right there with you, Brother Karan. Thank you for joining us tonight here on Black Power Radio, and make your contribution known, making your contribution in Tulsa and pulling New York and Tulsa together. Ain't many men going to claim that legacy now. New York, Wall Street, Tulsa Wall Street, and rock it. They can do it. They can't do it like Karan. Karan on rock it. He's going to put that flavor. He's going to put that New York flavor up in the mix. Everybody not ready for the mix. But tell me, goddamn, they better get ready. Ready for the revolution. As we talk, our brother Dennis Knowles is right there with you. You black on Black Power Radio. You're right there with
Black Power.
Commissioner's in the house. In the house. Black Power.
Black Power. I just want to say that I listened very carefully and very well to the rhythm of this night. And I want to commend every leader, every soldier, every captain that I've heard, every chair that I heard this evening. The most important thing that we just heard as well, they're being paid to burn up the food that nobody eats. You know, the devil, when he wants to destroy everything and leave nothing behind, destroys everything, which is really leading to what we've all been saying tonight. And it's really, I see a one spirit here, that we must begin to shop with each other. We must begin to build for and with each other. We must not rely on DHS, CPS, PD, government, none of that. Look to ourselves for our sustenance. That's what, even in a word, if you're in the word, it says that look to yourself. You are the containment of what God has presented on this planet. There should be no reason that any of us should be in a bickering mode right now. We got too much going on to be bickering amongst ourselves at this moment in time. Right now, if you heard, they're killing the cattle, they're killing the whatever we eat. That means we have to grow for ourselves. We have to begin to consume with amongst ourselves to create the Black Wall Street, and these may be temporal. We may have to leave the land, They had to leave the land in the time of what? Noah. They left the land in the time of Moses. They had to flee Jerusalem and Egypt and all them other places because they was caving in. Right now, this government, their government, the government, as Malcolm would say, is eating itself up. You got Joe Manchin that ain't for doing anything that's going to help anybody black. You got Biden pretending, because Biden back in the day, I think I heard this early on in the day, was serving us up way back when he became a senator. Anytime you have a cracker sit a little girl, a black child on his lap, and the mother allow that to happen, there's something wrong with the mother. Never let the devil sit your child on their lap or rub the child's head. That is a statement in itself of slavery. We mentioned tonight that slavery is further going on with the signing of bills. They're doing everything to cordon us off, to hamstring us, and they will not allow us to build a Black Wall Street that we cannot defend, and we're going to have to defend it. I think, in my opinion, it's just my opinion alone, possibly, we're going to have to seek another place to go. America is going to blow up. It's imploding already with its own sick cancer. America is a sick cancer. The European man is a sick beast. And anytime we want to hang out with the beast, and I'm guilty, I've been there too, thought I could fit in, thought I had a decent job and thought I could sustain. But when they started talking nigger jokes, when they started talking the things that they know that will make you uncomfortable, they didn't want you there in the first place. We would be sick today to think that we'll be accepted. We'd be sick today to think that some bill is going to make it easy for us. We'd be sick today to think that they're loving us when it comes to get a vote. The vote does not work. We need to do everything adverse of what they suggest that we need to do. When they said, take the shot, like the brother said, don't take that vaccine. If they said, well, you can't get in here because you didn't take the vaccine, we need to construct for ourselves. It is true. We need to grow our own food. We need to protect our own neighborhood. We need to protect the woman and the child in the neighborhood and look out for the back of each other. We need to cut the jealous streaks out. All this is over with. No longer can we stand by and stand down, because right now it's a riot. Right now I'm listening right here on this call tonight, the power of men standing up and women standing up. Side by side, the brother that just got married. Congratulations, my brother. You have a strong mate between you, each other. You're going to make strong black children between each other. We are building a nation. We don't die. We multiply. That's how we got to look at this thing. And I want to say that I am, again, so proud, and I am supportive. Chairman Akbar, as chairman, I'm supporting the brother Israel Lebeau with the Minister of Defense, National. I am supporting all that I know that's going to stand the test of time. And when we're wrong, chastisement should not be taken in a negative. If I'm wrong, pull my coat. That means you love me. That means you care about me. If I'm wrong and you let me continue to do wrong, then you're just as bad as any enemy that stands on the face of the earth. And I'm going to tell you all that this evening, because we have a lot of work to do. The challenge is on. Black power.
Black power, Brother Commissioner, you summed it up in a very, very timely way that will certainly prove itself to be effective. That if you with it, and you with it. If you're not with it, I mean, what can we say? We're going to move this thing right along to the 248, you're live on Black Power Radio. You there with me, 248? 248-225, you're live. 248-225, you're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power? We'll have to get a light on by that one. As we slide up here, the 816 should be live. 816-499, live on Black Power Radio.
Black Power, Black Power, Black Power. Thank y'all for having me tonight. I'm calling from Kansas City. This is Regional Minister of Justice in Kansas City. I'd like to make an announcement tonight. I do believe it's time for Kansas City to unite and reunite with the new Black Panther Party. It's time. I want to also give my endorsement to Sheikh Imam Akbar for National Regional Chairman. I think that it's time. Go ahead and put your hand out. Take that mantle. It's yours. We'd also like to endorse Brother Azrael for Regional Minister of Defense. He's a strong soldier. And I would not have anybody else to protect and put boots on the ground for me other than he and who he brings with him. I think he's strong. On another note, it was a lot of good points made tonight, so I just like to put that in the atmosphere. But first I want to pay homage to those that came before us, those that paved the way, those whose teaching and direction we take even still today. So I'm going to go as far back as Sister Harriet Tubman. You see, she paved the way for freedom, much like our leaders that went on before us. And those that are still here, I'll start with Uncle Bobby Seale, great man. Whichever decision, twist and turn that he to make in life for self-preservation, I applaud him, because not only are we here for self-defense, but also to preserve oneself. And so if you defend him, but you ain't preserving, then you surely die. Then I would like to also lift up the name of Dr. Khalid and Hashim Nzinga, who have gone on, our elders that have gone on before us, who still watch after us to this day, and their strong teachers that they left us to follow. With that being said, let's just go ahead on and talk about a little bit of what's going on here in Kansas City. I have not been active in almost a year now due to some rebuilding and preserving of self, but I'm ready to get back out there, get boots on the ground. I have to apologize for not being in Tulsa, Black Wall Street. You know, that's where my roots are from, so there's no place I would have rather be the 28th through the 31st in Tulsa. Unfortunately, I was not able to do so with my daughter being extremely ill from that old nasty COVID-19 virus that they put out here to try and destroy us, but no weapon formed. I didn't say the weapon wouldn't form. I said it ain't going to prosper, not against mine. So go ahead and touch and agree with me. So I could not be in Tulsa, though I was there with you all in spirit. I know that the energy was high down there. There's so much blood in that soil because of what happened in 1921 that I know Tulsa was on fire that weekend and is on fire even still. Kansas City is I'm planning to try to bring together a event, a rally, and so I'd like to invite all of those that would wish to come to Kansas City and assist in its continuous building of a strong Black revolutionary nation here in Kansas City in this particular region. It has a lot of potential, but it also needs a lot of work. And so anyone that is willing to come, that wishes to come, the door is open, and I wave you in. We have some individuals here in Kansas City that while a lot of them are very Black conscious, just as many are not Black Panthers. And that don't mean that I want them to come on, step onto the bad side. You know, I call us bad because we some bad son of a shut your mouths, you know. But I want them to come on over to this side. I'd rather they be all the way legit because what they don't realize, and when I go to applicate and recruit, I let it be known first and foremost that this is not a game. This is not guess who. This is not shoots and ladders. Might be shoots, but it ain't ladders. And this is not Candyland. So I don't want them to think that being in the revolution is a game, because it's not.
As with any war, there are casualties. And there are casualties in this thing, too. You win some, you lose some. And I'm not just talking about lives being lost, because we know a lot of brothers and sisters have laid down their lives for us to be where we are today. A lot of the Panther brothers and sisters that were before us, you know, they had to not only lay down their lives and give them up, but they are imprisoned and exiled even still. So it requires a lot. You know, people want to wear the label, but they don't want to do the work. They don't want to sacrifice anything. It's the sacrifice part that scares them the most. It scares them the most. I know a lot of us, you know, a lot of them, they're dying trying to live, and we're living willing to die. And that's what separates us. So I want to build Kansas City back up. Those that are running around reckless, because reckless gets you wrecked. It'll cost you your life. Those that are running around reckless and yelling black power and claiming to be a Panther, I want them right, or just be a supporter. Pass the word. Stay woke. I don't want them to give us a bad name, and I don't want to contribute in any way myself in shaming the organization or shaming those that paved the way for us. So I ask my brothers and sisters, y'all, forgive me for anywhere that I have erred, and let's just build a strong black nation. Can I go back to Tulsa Black Wall Street for a minute?
Yes, you may.
And I'm going to talk about Oklahoma in general. That's a weird kind of land down there, okay? There's a lot of oil and gas and natural resources in the land of those black farm owners down there. And a lot of, predominantly all of, even the incident of 1921, what it had to do was stripping away from the black people what was there, what held value. And even today, they are still murdering and imprisoning the black indigenous peoples down there in mass rape. And it all goes back to that land and the resources that it holds. There's still people down there with million-dollar bail bonds on their heads in prison for things that would be a municipal thing in any other city, but they're being held on a felony charge with a bond so big that, yeah, their daddy got to go sell 30 head of cattle. Or their daddy got to go sell part of that land or put it up for a bond at an astronomical amount and spend the rest of his days, and you spend the rest of yours trying to pay back to that system the amount of that bond, which they're hoping you can never do, so that they can do what? Take that land. It's always been about the land.
Yes.
It's always been about the land. Last but not least, segregate us again. Segregate us again. Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Sister, I would like to thank you for your graciousness and your expounding on what we call the final straw of sharecropping, you know, where you never got out of debt to the cracker. You never got out of debt. You always were in debt. Always owed, and then what they couldn't get in that form, that's why the massacres occurred, because of jealousy, hatred. You know, we're dealing with the sickest thing on the planet or off the planet, and that is the cracker, the open and permanent enemy. And I want to say to you again that I'm sure you're welcome back into the fold of the new Black Panther Party, sister.
Well, it's an honor. It's an honor. Get me some newspapers down here. Y'all know these people need them. Community need them. A lot of them walking around saying they woke and they blind as hell.
I would be your insurance policy to make sure that your papers are delivered in a timely fashion
in the future, his sister that sacrificed for her papers, went in early and just having a little bit of a difficulty getting the papers over to her in Kansas City. But I'm more than sure it will be resolved in a timely fashion from the notes that I've been getting today. So we thank you again for your contributions here at Black Power Radio. I mean, just keep calling us because we say it loud, we're black and proud.
Okay. I ain't going nowhere, just fading to black. Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power. Black power. One love.
Kansas, and our sister Miles Jones is out there doing what she has to do. And thank you, brother Commissioner, for keeping everything rolling here at Black Power Radio. And I got to look for who did I miss. I'm looking
you
at
you. There will be no role without you, Brother Akbar.
I don't know if Jim
Brother Chairman.
Sir, I'm reaching out to you.
I can only say to you there is so much love for you, my brother. I mean, it's an abounding. Your spirit of teaching others. I mean, you taught me a lot in the weekend that I met you. I'm just honored. I'm just honored and grateful. Thank you.
Absolutely honored. Likewise, you continuously teach me, beloved. I think you came on me. Oh, I wrote your number on my phone called Old School. And this guy was teaching me things that are reviving things, teaching me things since he's been here, as he continues to do tonight. And, I don't know if 585 is alive. We're certainly going to reach out to 757. I think Jelani, Brother Jelani is down there in Tidewater. We got a 757-372. You're live on Black Power Radio. 757-372. You're live on Black Power Radio. Are you there, Jelani?
Black Power, Black Power.
Black Power
in the spirit of Dr. Khalid Muhammad and Hashim Akhenaten and Zynga, and Chairman Emeritus Malik Zulu Shabazz. We definitely have to keep this movement going. Definitely look forward to working with everybody else in the Mid-Atlantic region. And we definitely endorse Imam Akbar for national chairman. We have a lot going on in Virginia, and we're pushing the newspapers, excited about pushing the newspapers. We have 5 bookstores in Virginia that we're pushing the newspapers in. So we're working on that, and we're working on more community programs and stuff like that in Virginia as well. We're getting a lot of people doing food. So we're getting our clothing drives up and running as well. And attending more and more community events all across Virginia, not just Norfolk, but the 757, the 7 cities, and, Petersburg. And we'll be going down to Elizabeth City as well, helping build up. So that's a little bit about what we're doing in Virginia. We also have our Catch Mile programs up. We also everybody is certified in CPR and first aid as well. And our gun club is the Fred Hampton Gun Club. And we're just moving. Black power. My brother, I'm going to say something. I got to tell this young brother something. I am so proud of you, young man. You know why I'm so proud of you? Because you're consistent, and you're raising a group of cubs down there in Charleston. I just want to tell you I'm proud of you, brother, and I want to say black power to you.
Black power, black power.
Black power. This is our brother Ross Jelani Simba, straight out of Norfolk, Virginia, and he has been there when I got here. He was doing the goddamn work, and he continues in Norfolk, Virginia, and the state of Virginia, and everywhere else he goes, all over the country as well. He was in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Atlanta, and the big roundup back in the day in Dallas. He brought about 20 troops to Dallas,
And I'm just saying to tell you, New York City, Jersey, D.C., and wherever you got to be, you know how to be where the fuck you got to be at. And I'm just saying to tell you, brother and sister, we got a strong soldier there in Jelani. And Ross Jelani Simba continues to do the goddamn work. And that's where we go now. Man, I'm looking at a 585. I'm not sure of it. 585-709 at 585-709. You are live on Black Power Radio. Black Power? That's 585-709. You're live. I'm going to let him rumble with me. We're going to move it on. We're going to move on down the line. We're just not sure on some of these calls, but I did not, specifically, did not want to leave out anybody that was out here working in the way of Black Power. I'm going to try Oklahoma. Look like Oklahoma's out there. Try a 918. 918-521. You're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power? Black Power at 918-521. You're live on Black Power Radio. Everybody know that in Oklahoma at 918-521. You're live on Black Power Radio. Okay. We're in the middle of the rumble as we move on. At 918-918. You're up in there. Going once, going twice. You had your chance, and you blew it. Black Power.
Black Power.
And roll on up. I don't know what we got here now. Some 301. I know who that is. I'm going to let the 301 roll. Let's see. Who do we miss? Who do we miss? I don't know. I was going black. Let me see. See if I can get black in the rumble. I think on re-up, I think Sister Janae might be still up there with a little something in Washington, D.C. I don't know if she's still at the line or not, but 202 at the 221. I don't know if she or Biko has something. I know one of them was trying to say something, and I hope they can get it in.
Bring it in.
At 202, Black Power, are you there, Black Power?
Black Power, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
Yes, sir. This is the Minister of Defense, Stephen Biko. I want to clarify something, right? The reason why I stated what I stated about those who preceded us in terms of the Black Panther Party movement is because there is a history that we need to recognize in order for us to move forward in the present and then move into the future. We have to understand that history is best qualified to reward our research. When the new Black Panther Party was beginning to be formed with Comrade Aaron Michaels, Brother Foreman, and others, right, we faced a great deal of opposition from those who preceded us, Panthers who preceded us. We respect their work. Don't get it twisted. We respect their work. We respect their sacrifice. We respect, and we also honor the lives that were lost. Fred, Elrich, Mark Clark, numerous other lives that were lost, and even some lives that are in exile. However, Huey stated himself in the executive mandate that was handed down to the Panther Party in 1969, he stated himself that there were several Panthers who abdicated from the struggle, and there would be many more who abdicated as a result of integration into a system of oppression that they believed later on that they had no choice but to integrate into. We understand that in order to combat a political system, you have to play the spook who sat by the door. But we also understand that don't play the spook who sat by the door if you're not qualified to hold the damn line in that process. I respect the work that Chairman Bobby Sells did. I respect it. And I respect his contribution to the Black Political Manifesto that was put forth by the Black Panther Party, called the 10-Point Program. He was instrumental in organizing. He was instrumental in mobilizing our people towards liberation. He was instrumental in organizing our people towards armed struggle, armed resistance. However, when leadership removes themselves from being able to be critiqued, we have to question leadership. And no leader, I don't care how high you've risen, I don't care how much work you have put in, once you put yourself before the people as a leader, you open yourself up for critique by the people that have chosen you as a leader. Leaders are not chosen of themselves. Leaders are chosen and appointed by the people that they have, that choose them as their representatives and as the voices of the people. When the New Black Panther Party was being formed in Dallas, Texas, it began not in 1989. It began to be formulated in 1987. Let's get the record straight. It began to be formed in 1987. I just had a conversation with Elder Aaron Michaels the other day, and the party was being formed in 1987 as a answer to the drug dealer problem that was taking place in Dallas, Texas. Later on, they began to organize under the guise of a Panther movement, but initially they were protesters, picket line, and individuals who were just those, they were called the Men in Black. Let's get the history straight. They were called the Men in Black. They went into drug-ridden neighborhoods, drug-ridden areas, and they began to combat drug dealers. So when they were met with force from drug dealers, they began to bear arms. So they began to develop a uniform approach to combating that problem in our communities. So when they began to address our people from a Panther position, it was the original Black Panther Party who came out first in opposition to them, stating that they are not authorized to use the name Black Panther. And then they were even sued for using that name. So when I state that I don't care about the outdated, antiquated antics of those who came before us and are in the way of what's going on now, Huey P. Newton himself, Dr. Huey P. Newton himself, said that the revolution is in the hands of the youth. Those who came behind that first wave of Panthers, they were the new generation of Panthers. That's why we call ourselves the New Black Panther Party. We came at a period in our people's history where we were coming out of the Iran-Contra era. We were coming out of the scourge of drugs being instructed to the black community. We were coming back into a situation where neo-COINTELPRO was being instituted on black leadership, black organizations, black nationalist movements. So you had those who decided of their own free will to black the call and to stand firm in the face of that opposition and to stand firm for the liberation of black people. Bobby Sales himself stated that there is no such thing as a new Black Panther Party. So a Black Panther Party alumni was created. I've spoken with several of those elders myself. This is Stephen Biko talking. I spoke with several of those elders myself. I even had a conversation with Chairman Bobby Sales and asked him what was his opposition to the new Black Panther Party being the forefront of the new black liberation struggle. His statement to me was this. I want to set the record straight. His statement to me was this. We are worried. Him, David Hilliard, who is the chief executive officer of the Huey P. Newton Foundation, they stated to me that we are worried that the integrity of the party's ideological line would be compromised by a new Panther Party coming into existence that are not under the guidance and instruction of the previous party. So we have to understand this. When you allow an organization that is coming into existence and still in its state of infancy, when it is interfered with, it may cause it to abort its course, or it may cause it to go on a course or a direction that is counterproductive to the original mission of that organization. So I stated to him, what is your issue with the new Black Panther Party specifically? He said his main issue with the new Black Panther Party is that they speak too sternly about the white man. Those were his words, not mine. And I stand on what I say. Those were his words, not mine. So when I come out hard line against
his position. I'm doing it from experience. I'm doing it from a personal conversation that I had with him. And I asked him, what do we have to do to get you on board with what we're moving forward with for this new generation of Panthers? He said, allow us to guide the course of this new wave of Panthers. And I asked him, what was the success record of those who preceded us? If those who preceded us were actually successful in their mission of liberating our people, then we wouldn't still be in the same struggle, fighting against the same enemy on the same playing field we're fighting on today, the same playing field that they fought on themselves. We wouldn't still be going through that. So I have to ask you, respectfully state to the individual who may have misunderstood what I said, I want to respectfully say to you, I respectfully say this, Bobby, Huey, Elrich, George, Angela, Asada, they have all served their purpose well. They have all left for us a legacy to stand on. They have left for us instructions. However, we cannot at this stage in our struggle without people dying wholesale, we cannot at this stage in the struggle allow our mission to be compromised in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Black power.
My, could not have stated that.
Black power?
Yes.
And that's representing that strong new Black Panther military and coming from an expert on what we're doing in this hour, and we just have to say Black power, Black power. And that's with a strong Black military, the Black the goddamn call. We're right there with you on Black Power Radio. There's just a couple left out there. I want to grasp at straws, and I may leave it where it is. Let me check a check. Do a double take and a double check on what we're doing here as we're moving on it. And we just want you to enjoy being with us here on Black Power Radio. We have the most informative radio talk show on the Internet, and perhaps on your smartphone, and you happen to have a dumb phone, and whatever you chime into Black Power Radio, we have the most informative radio talk show on the Internet, or anywhere you can make a radio. We have it on Black Power Radio. The strong Black military Pan-Africanist view, and we have freedom of the press. And very few people can come on with their news and say, bring their television, but then block it up and bring their press. And we have had Black Panther television. So we have hit the three corners of the media from the radio, television, and the newspaper. And we put emphasis on the Black Panther newspaper. The new Black Panther
yes.
Party newspaper is alive and well, coming back into the hands of our Black men, our Black women, and all of our Black children are able to read the views and what I typically would call a non-Jews paper. A non-Jews paper. A totally melanated paper. Or you just don't get it like that. Nowhere else can you dial up, talk on the radio, get your Black Power groove on, get your Black Revolution on, and then pick up your non-Jews paper at the door, or what you call a new Black Panther newspaper, which contains some views, some non-Jews views, can be viewed in the new Black Panther newspaper. I'm just so proud of our freedom of the press. I need escapism. I just don't want to jump off the roof, so I just kind of keep a little low to the ground, you know, and keep it moving. But thank you to the Snows for your contribution. We got Fred and Fred out there. I'm trying to see who did I leave out. I'm going to let you talk for a minute while I look on the background, see if I left anybody out. Black Power?
Black Power, Black Power. This has been a very exciting talk tonight, very heartfelt discussion from family. You know, we look at each other as family in this party. And I could not have stated best what our brother spoke, Stephen Biko, as his synopsis of a research and also the contributions. You know, when we begin to look at things in a very sensible manner, there is no indictment on sensibility. And I could not have summed up what I listened to any better, because everybody has done their part in their time. No matter which way they went after, some have died in the struggle. Some had lived the way they saw they had to live after the struggle, although the struggle has always continued on. But the contributions have been great. We need to cherish one another, and in heart and in spirit, as we go through this. And just like any brother or sister, we're going to argue. But let that not be the end all. We have too much in front of us to fight for. And it's not a fight for an individual. This is a fight for a nation. It's not a fight for me or I or, you know, those selfish things that we do sometimes, all of us are guilty of. It's not about my pleasure or displeasure. All of us. And never say it any greater than what I've been listening to from all of you tonight on this new Black Panther Party radio blog talk. I hear humanity. We're the most humane individuals I know on the planet. We're the most giving individuals I know on the planet. That didn't come from being beaten into that submission. That's just our hearts. And right now we must envelope each other with that same care and concern. And again, I say that where chastisement is necessary, but what we don't want to do, and I would implore upon anybody on the air, don't come out with anger on your brother on the blog talk. Malcolm said, take it behind closed doors. Settle it like you got cooped. Settle it like you are a saint. We don't want any enemy to look at us any other way, because they already look at us that way. I'm saying we're better than that. I know that there will be times when we'll have to have inside introspective meetings. That's when you do your battle. That's when you get it off your chest. But not ever in the public. What we should be doing now is raising each other up. We should be lifting one another. We should, when we do embrace those brothers out there, it's got to be with love. Chastisement is love. But the reality is that we must approach everyone. And sure, everyone is not ready to go. In time, when they begin to see us grow and glow, they will then latch on. But we must do this process together. I have just loved and enjoyed everyone I've heard tonight. You inspire me. You get me on my game. You get me up off my seat. You move me each and every time. All of the great leaders that I have listened to on this airway for the past over a year now, I've been inspired. I am attached. I am a part of. We are our brothers and sisters' keepers. We are the new Black Panther Party. We are the semblance and the beacons of light. We are those that are in the frontier, the forebearers carrying the torch to defeat this devilish cracker on whatever move they would make. And, of course, they're gnashing their teeth. That's why they're destroying the crops. The devil would destroy everything in its path to make sure that you and I have not. But we're going to have, because we're fighting what? The godly fight. We are truly fighting the godly fight for the sustenance and the maintenance of the black race, not only in America, but across the globe. We will reach out. And these days, soon and very soon, we will know that our brothers are over in Colombia. Our brothers are over in Africa. We will know sisters are right. We will know
that we are on the same game, fighting the same damn devil every day in and day not, day out. Have some rest tonight. When you go to sleep tonight and then you're breathing, when you take it in and your nose and out of your mouth, just think, we have dined together tonight on Blog Talk, New Black Panther Party Radio. Black Power, I'm going to turn this over to our great Imam Akbar Lai. Thank you, sir.
Black Power. So we have come this far by faith, brothers and sisters, and it is Jesus the Messiah. And said that, oh, Messiah, you saved me. And the woman appealed to Jesus, Messiah. And he said, no, no, no. She said, but you heal the blind. You heal the leper. You heal the deaf, the dumb, and the blind. And you saved me and made me whole. Oh, my, my. But he said, no, no. It is your faith, again, beloved brothers and sisters, it is your faith that has saved you, and your faith not in me, but in the he and the one who have sent me, my, my. And I'm just telling you, brother and sister, that he tested disciples, and he said, and the disciples said unto him, but Messiah, oh Messiah, you did save the blind, the deaf, the dumb. You did heal the leper. But he said, oh, my, my. When he tested the disciple, he said, but yet greater things shall you do when you come after me, my, my. And I'm just here to tell you, brothers and sisters, that when you become full contact with your full potential, greater things shall you do. I just hope you can understand me. That greater thing shall you do when you come in after me. If the prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Jesus the Messiah, and Solomon, and David, and anyone else that you thought was noble or honorable, if those men were here with you tonight, they would go after you just as I am going after you, and they would bring you to me so that I may clean you up and make you fit for your salvation, to ready for the divine black revolution. This is where we are tonight, brothers and sisters. You are in the midst, right in the middle of your own revolution, your own black revolution. It is the only solution. The problems of black people at this hour is your black revolution that will save you if you're looking for salvation. Everybody won't be saved. Everybody ain't looking for salvation. But this is where we are tonight, and I just hope that all of you will, again, continue to join us here on Black Power Radio. And as we go down to the bottom of the key, I was going to 904. I don't know what happened to it, but we're right there at the 904, and we've got so much love that we go straight in to 707, and we light it up for 707. At 707-805, you're live. You're on Black Power Radio. We're blacking it all the way up to California. We already know how to do this. Right out there in Oklahoma.
Black Power, Black Power, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power, Black Power.
Black Power, brother.
Happy that you're here with us.
Yeah, so I'm out here in Fairfield, California, like I say, Osborne. And, you know, I just got off. And the weather's pretty decent out here, but I'll be up in Sacramento Juneteenth on June 15th, the 18th, the 19th, and the 20th. And I'll be around Vallejo in that Juneteenth, probably on the 18th and the 19th and the 20th up there. I'm going to be up there on the Hoopsie, you know the Hoopsie, you know, I'll be on there. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to be broadcasting from over there. So you stand by for the broadcast on Juneteenth, and we're going to be doing the damn thing.
That's like
Black Power.
So I'm going to take you back to Osborne right now. And Osborne, I see you. I got something for you. So I want to get back with you and see y'all next Sunday, Monday night. Black Power Radio, we out.
Black Power, Black Power. This Fred is Fred, coming from Oaktown, out of Oakland, California, and always there with the updates and all the help that we need here at Black Power Radio. We get it from you, our vast listening and our vast participating audience. We have the most informative radio talk show on the Internet, and we're happy to be servicing you, the black community, and meeting the needs of the black community. And this is our job, and definitely we know how to do our job. Is that right, Brother Dennis?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Black Power, Black Power. Brother Hardpop, everyone that comes across these waves are consummate generals, captains, geniuses, queens, kings, all royal. I love
you. I love it. Not as half much as I love you, Brother Dennis Knowles, the commissioner straight out of Battle Creek, Michigan, one of the boldest and the blackest men that I know. And I don't know, he gives you more of what you actually listen to radio for. And we just have to have been able to meet and greet with you tonight here in Black Power Radio. And don't forget all kind of Juneteenth. We're going to be in New York over the weekend. We're going to be right black with you at Juneteenth all over the state of North Carolina on Saturday. On Sunday, we're going to be black in Memphis, and we're just going to be in the middle of the rumble and full-blown recruitment and just letting the pieces fall where they may. We love you. We love you all in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and all of those great ones that were able to make it and those that were not able to make it, but their heart was in the mission. We love you as much as we do those that made it, and we're just so happy that we made it to Tulsa, and we made an impact in Tulsa, and we'll continue to move for Black Power. Is that Black Power?
Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power, Black Power. And I know whatever I've said, whatever I could just find the inertia or the strength or the knowledge to say, I will tell you tonight, beloved brother and sister, if you got mother whip, no matter what you say, no matter what you do, Marvin Gaye said it and did it.
many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together. We're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Right in the nick of time, we found. sister, for the one that got away. When we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, Comatell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with the Comatell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Sitting around waiting for the shit to change. Your point fingers not at, just complain. Started didn't fight, just shift the blame. Kids getting off a murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence need to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, they just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck, so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Somebody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in L.A. Fed kids on the phone with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the states. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with him. CIA did everything they could to brotherhoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred. She escaped, you put a bounty on her head. Poison water in the air and the food. We already dead, so what else we got to lose? Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together as we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you, don't conform to authority. Cause under uniforms, human bones I bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody know, now they wanna sign
and
touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains, the American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains, the American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
my father.